covering guidelines. In compliance with these orders, the Senate's made necessary adjustments to normal practices in order to ensure that the public continues to have the access to the legislative process. We're holding our committee hearing here in the Capitol building today. To allow the public access, we have admitted members of the public to two hearing rooms to the extent that social distancing requirements allow, and we'll be using a teleconference service for these individuals who wish to testify today. For all individuals wishing to provide public comment, the participant toll-free number and access code is posted on our committee website. It will be displayed on the screen, and I will announce it now. Today's participant number is 877-692-8953, and the access code is 705-6909. For detailed instructions on how the teleconference system works, please refer to the Senate and our committee website. When we move to public comment, you'll be prompted by a moderator to dial 1 and then 0 for support and opposition. Press this only one time and wait patiently for an operator to assign you to a line number. This can be a short wait. Once you receive your line number, you'll wait in the queue for the moderator to call your line number. At that time, you'll be unmuted and you are now ready to address the committee. Please note that in order for us to hear you clearly and to avoid acoustic feedback, you must mute the device you are watching the hearing on prior to giving testimony over the phone. It's important that we hear from you, and we thank you for your patience. I will maintain decorum during this hearing as is customary, and any individual who is disruptive may be removed from the remote meeting service or have their connections muted. While every effort has been made to streamline the hearing process and conduct our hearing in as close to the same manner as is customary, there may be some lag time for participants who are adjusting to the new use of online tools or technologies. Please be respectful and patient so all interested parties can be heard. All right, we have two bills on our agenda today. Assembly Bill 759 by Assemblymember McCarty has been pulled at the request of the author from this hearing. Before we hear presentations on the remaining bill, let's establish a quorum. Mr. Consultant, could you please call the roll?
Glazer.
Present.
Present. Glazer, present. Nielsen. Hertzberg. Leyva.
Here.
Leyva, here. Newman.
Here.
Newman, here.
All right, we do have a quorum, and I have been informed that the vice chair, who is going to be a little bit late this morning, has okayed us beginning this hearing in his absence, and he'll hopefully be joining us soon. All right, the first bill and only bill up on our docket today is Senate Bill 35, file item 1. Senator Umberg, welcome, and you can present your bill.
Thank you, Mr. Chair and members. I'm happy to be back here presenting Senate Bill 34 as amended. The amended simply aligned the deadline for gubernatorial candidates to comply with the existing tax return disclosure law with regular candidate filing deadlines. It also provides a notification process and a cure period for candidates to remedy any deficiencies with respect to the submission of their tax return. With me here to testify is Mr. Eric Garris, the Deputy Secretary of State for Legislative Affairs from the Secretary of State's office from the state of California.
Thank you, Senator Umberg. Let me mention as we begin this testimony process that we're going to allow each side to present an equal amount of time, two witnesses, 2 minutes each. After that, we'll go to anyone else wishing to testify here in the Capitol or on our phone lines, where they can provide their name, affiliation, and position on the measure, and that's all we will hear from them at that time. So, Mr. Eric Garris, I understand you're on the line, and you're welcome to provide your testimony.
Good morning, Mr. Chair and members. I think the author pretty well summed up the bill. I won't take up much of your time and just say thank you for your consideration of the critical amendments, and I urge your support of the bill. Thank you.
Terrific. Thank you, Mr. Garris. We're going to, and you had just a single witness, right, Senator Umberg? Okay, so we're going to go to first in the hearing room. Anyone here wishes to testify in favor of SB 35? All right, seeing none, we'll go to our remote hearing space, room 2040. Anyone there? Seeing no one there, we'll go to the phone lines. Moderator, if you could ask anyone who wishes to testify in favor of SB 35 to please so indicate.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to comment in support of SB 35, you may press 1 and then 0 at this time. And currently, we do have 3 in the queue. Our first line to comment is line 14. Your line is open. Please go ahead. Line 14, your line is open.
Hello?
Yes, your line is open.
Oh, this is Teresa Mendez. I oppose the bill.
All right, moderator, next caller, please. We're on the support side, if you can remind them that we're looking for witnesses in support of SB 35 first.
Line 10, your line is open. Please go ahead.
Line 10, am I in committee? Is this the California Senate committee? Because the phones don't always work. I'm calling to oppose 35. Am I in the right place?
Yes, you are. Just provide your name and your affiliation, and your position has already been indicated. So.
Oh, but am I in the right place?
Yes,
because
you,
it
yes,
seemed like
are.
The lady before me was a little bit confused. Maybe the public is confused. Maybe they don't understand your system.
All right.
Maybe it's been set up that way.
If you want to provide your name, you can. If not, we'll go on to the next caller, please.
Okay. Line 13, your line is open.
You.
Please go ahead.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, Senator Umberg, this is Tony Trigero on behalf of the California Teachers Association in support of SB 35. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Next caller, please.
Line 12, your line is open. Please go ahead.
Good morning, Chair, Senate Committee. My name is Sharina Latch, and I'm calling to oppose Bill 35. I'm with Placer County Mom. And we feel that this bill would...
Okay, thank you, ma'am. We're doing support right at this point, but we've recorded your opposition position. Thank you so much for calling. Next caller, please.
And at this time, we have no further support in queue.
Okay, we'll do one final call. Anyone who wishes to testify in support of SB 35 to please indicate one last time, moderator, and then we'll go to the opposition side.
Thank you. And ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to comment in support of SB 35, you may press 1 and then 0 at this time. And we have no further comments.
Great. Thank you, moderator. Okay, we're going to go to opposition now to SB 35. We'll begin here in our hearing room. As anyone wishes to testify in opposition here in 4203, seeing none, we'll go to our remote meeting room. I see no one there. We'll go to our phone lines. Moderator, would you ask if there's anyone who wishes to testify in opposition of SB 35 to please so indicate?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to comment in opposition of SB 35, you may press 1 and then 0 at this time. Line 10, your line is open. Please go ahead. Line 10, your line is open. Please go ahead.
Hello, is this line 10?
Yeah, please provide your testimony in opposition of SB 35, ma'am.
Oh, good, I got to the right place because it didn't seem like you were properly rerouting people. And people are confused by their system, your system, and we're fed up with it. This is not user-friendly, and you need to change your ways. This is a we the people, not I the government. I oppose this bill, in case you were wondering.
Thank you so much. Next caller, please.
Line 12, your line is open. Please go ahead.
Yes, hi. Am I on line 12?
Yes, you are.
Okay, great. My name is Chernil Latch, and I'm calling to oppose the Bill 35. I feel that this would exclude future candidates from the political race for 2022. I strongly oppose it. I think it would also... not give candidates a timely manner to submit paperwork. Thank you very much and have a wonderful day.
Thank you so much. And we'll consider that to be the second lead opposition witness. So we'll just ask those that remain to just give their name and affiliation and position on the bill. So moderator, next caller, please.
Line 15, your line is open. Please go ahead.
You have no right to cut the people off. We have an opportunity
next
and
caller,
we deserve
please.
Time to speak. And your cutoff is arbitrary.
Moderator, next caller, please.
It's totally arbitrary. We deserve time. Don't you cut
moderator,
me off, Blazer.
Next caller,
Don't
please.
You cut me off. I deserve to speak.
Moderator, next caller, please. I think that will record that as her third time of speaking.
No further comments in opposition. There are no further comments in opposition.
Okay, we'll give it one last final attempt. Anyone in opposition to SB 35 on the phone lines, please so indicate, and then we'll bring the matter back to the committee for discussion.
We do have line 15 queuing again. One moment, please. Line 15.
I can read you the First Amendment.
All right. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you.
You can let me read the First
Amendment. You can cut her off. Anybody else in opposition, moderator?
We have no further line.
Okay, terrific. We'll bring the matter back to the committee, SB 35 back to the committee. Any member have any comments or questions?
No. Move the bill.
Okay, I see no comments or questions. Senator Umberg, thank you for your work in this space and appreciate the earnestness in which you are advancing this good policy change. Anything you want to say in closing?
I just rather surprised that aligning these deadlines would evoke such emotional reactions, but urge an aye vote.
All right. I have recognizing a motion from Senator Leyva to move this bill. Let me just check with our consultant if there's a particular language that needs to be used on this. That assembly amendments be concurred in with Senator Leyva's agreement. That would be the motion of the day. And with that, you closed, Senator Umberg? Okay. We'll call the roll.
SB 35, the motion is that the assembly amendments be concurred in. Glazer.
Aye.
Glazer, aye. Nielsen. Hertzberg.
Aye.
Hertzberg, aye. Leyva.
Aye.
Leyva, aye. Newman.
Aye.
Newman, aye.
Okay, it has the votes to get out. We're going to see if Senator Nielsen is going to make it here this morning. So we're going to keep the roll open for a few minutes. And let me just mention that I wanted to thank you, Senator Umberg. Thank all the individuals who participated in our public testimony today. If you are not able to testify, please submit your comments or suggestions in writing to the Committee on Elections and Constitutional Amendments or visit our website. Your comments and suggestions are important to us, and we want to include your testimony in the official hearing record. Thank you, and we appreciate your participation. So we're going to hold the roll open for a few minutes. Members, thank you for your promptness today, and we'll see if Senator Nielsen is going to join us.
Thank you, Stephen.
This committee will be in recess. Morning. So with that, we're going to close the roll on SB 35. The bill is out 4-2-0. And with that, this committee is adjourned. Thank you all.